I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Welcome to Live Well Anyway. I'm your host, Mackenzie Coppa. On this podcast, we journey together in learning how to feel healthy, look good, and plan lives we actually like in the midst of all the everyday chaos. I'm so glad you're here. And this is a very festive and fun episode today, ladies. Oh my goodness, we really get into some fun things that Katie does for a holiday. I mean, she is the consummate host. She really just lives it up all season long. And she reveals some things to me in this episode that I had no idea about and I think are absolutely hilarious, but they just really show her Enneagram 2 at its finest, and I think you're really going to enjoy them. We both share some of our favorite recipes and things we make around this season, things that you don't have to rush and try to get done right before Christmas. You can really extend this out all throughout the holidays, all throughout into New Year and everything. I think it is a really good time with lots of fun ideas in this episode. But before we jump in there, I do want to mention that we've got so much going on in Patreon right now. It is more lively than I think it's been over there in quite a while because we are all really stepping into our planning genius and getting things done. We have been putting all these little habits into practice with our monthly challenges that we've been doing that are making a huge difference in all of our lives. And we are also really pressing into daily planning and weekly planning, like doing those brain dumps, making sure we go over the next day before we get there and making sure we have a handle on what's going on. I know it's made a big difference in my life to feel a lot less stressed, and the other ladies in the group are really reporting that too. It has been such a great time of trying to just feel a little bit more in control of our lives when so much of our lives is not in control at all. And we are going to be doing even more of that planning and deep diving on these productivity and planning topics for like real life with real women, real moms who have kids and interruptions and all the things. So you're not going to want to miss out on what we have coming up on Patreon in 2024. Now is the perfect time to join us. You can join us for as little as $5 a month. I mean, that's less than a coffee at Starbucks. And that gives you access to all three of my live videos where we get together and we all chat together that I do 3 times a week. It is so much fun, and we would love to have you come meet everybody and get in the community. So head over to patreon.com/livewelltogether. We cannot wait to see you there. All right, without further ado, let's dive into this very festive episode with me and Katie. Welcome, Katie.
Hi.
Okay, this is going to be a fun episode.
Very festive.
Going to have a lot more to say, I think, than I will.
Already
things that yes, like I was really, because we were recording 2 episodes today. We're recording like the planning episode and this festivities and recipes episode, and I was getting like all the stuff from you about the festive stuff, and yeah. I was like deep in the planning. I think that just really speaks to both of our personalities.
It really does. It's very fun, but yeah. We bring some balance here, but this is where it's at for me. I love setting a mood and setting the scents, the textures, the twinkly lights. Like I just love all this.
Yeah. And so I'm excited to get into it and just talk about like things that you can add to your holiday maybe this season or even for this kind of like winter season, because I think some of the stuff that you're going to mention will be applicable like throughout the winter. But I do have some recipes to bring to the table. And so, yeah, I think we should just jump right in. But like you said, you set that stage. You just hosted Thanksgiving a few weeks ago and it was beautiful and so well thought out. And so like take the helm here. Just go for it.
Okay. Well, let's just start with music. Like I think you You can set so much of the mood. This
True.
is your home, and you're going to take ownership over every aspect, even of the people who live here. And I just want my house to be welcoming. And I really find that like music sets that stage. So in every season, there's a jazz mix for it. But I just think in terms of background, in terms of mood, and just festive but light, and because it doesn't have words, like it's not a distraction. But
Nice.
and so for this season, I sent you this link already. What was it called? Let me look. Mellow Christmas Jazz, and that's on Spotify. And it's not my mix, it's just one that I found, and I love it. Love it. But in the morning, I always play the Vince Guaraldi Christmas album. Like I just, and that
Okay.
one's set on my Alexa, and it turns on at 6 very softly in like 3 different speakers in our house.
Nice.
And so I don't have to do anything, but when it comes on, and it comes on, like I said, very softly, but I love it. Like it does
Yeah.
something to me. And I have everything on Amazon plugs, like all the Twinkle lights,
Yes.
lights, all the everything. So I program everything once, and then it just takes over. I don't have to do anything else, and
Nice.
it's just like a gift that keeps giving back to me. So you can do that with music, you can do that with Christmas lights, and you can
Yep.
also do that with scents. Like I have Pura, what would you call them? Like plug-in.
Oh,
Do you
okay.
know what Pura is? Like
I've
diffuser.
heard you talk about them before.
So that works with my Amazon as well. And I can set those
Nice.
to be like, you can even not only turn, so there's two vials in each Pura. And one is like the hearth, like more of like a fireside kind of Christmas. And then one is just lighter with like orange and clove. And so that's my morning one. And then the hearth one is in the evening. And you can even
Oh.
set the intensity. So you can tell it when you want it to turn on, how intense you want it to be, for how long. You can control everything. And then
And you can
all.
control that with your Amazon plug?
No, it's not an Amazon plug. You can control the Pura with the Amazon app, though. I can set it.
Oh, okay. Nice.
So I have routines that turn on all these things at once. And then when we are not here, all I have to do is hit away and they all stop. So that's really nice. If you are smart in your programming, you just
Yeah.
do it once and it gives back like the entire season. So those are the ways that I just really took control over my home early in the season. And I just love it every day. I love that it.
Yes.
Some of them work on dimmers so you can dim it before it goes off, which is just charming. Like the lights
Nice.
are low, it's kind of
Yep.
getting soft, it's kind of time to.
It's very hygge.
It's very hygge, and just I have just loved the automation. It has
Yeah.
really just been a delight because I've done it before where things are battery operated, and that's nice too because those are set on timers, but then somebody has to change those batteries and they're always burning out at different times, and like.
Yeah.
Like sometimes I'm just creating more work for myself,
Yeah.
but this way, like partnering with Alexa as I have this season, she
Yeah.
really has done the bulk of the work. And one of the my favorite, like, so you've got the Amazon plugs that can control one device, but then I don't know if you've seen these, you can get the Amazon charge cord, like the where you have 6 outlets on one.
No.
So it's like an extension cord. So you plug one thing in, and then it has 6 boxes, and then each one of those boxes is like 1 through 6. So on the app, you're saying plug one, plug two, plug three, plug four, plug five. So each one has its own timer, and
Nice.
yeah, it's really been fun. So
And we
that.
will link in the show notes all of these things, the extension cord, the lights that you're using, that you're
Yeah,
doing
those
with that.
are. I just have to say again, like those, they are beyond my favorite. They are like a globe, a frosted globe, LED, but it's warm. It doesn't draw a lot of
Nice.
like, so my husband is very conscious of electricity costs, and he's always concerned, like, what is it that you're doing here? And are we racking up? Like, I'm like, actually, I'm not, because it's not drawing power when it's not on. Like it, that it, you really can be cost effective and have all of these things, all the twinkle lights, all the music, all the scent. You can do all of that And it doesn't have to rack stuff up if you're just smart about what you're purchasing and how you're controlling it. So the my favorite lights, I had them before we moved, and then when we got here, I think I've probably bought 3 or 4 sets of them plus extensions.
Oh, wow.
Love them. I love them. They're just so charming.
That's fun. Yeah.
So highly recommend. Yeah.
Yeah. I will definitely be adding those to the show notes because they just sound glorious. We have Amazon plugs for our living room lamp and then our Christmas tree. But instead of, I should just put them on a routine. That would be the smart thing to do. But I'm always like, well, I don't know what time we're going to bed or what time I'm going to want it on in the morning or whatever. I just need to get over it and put it on a routine. But that particular plug that our Christmas tree is plugged into is called Christmas tree. So you just say, Echo, turn on the Christmas tree. But then if we plug anything in throughout the rest of the year, we have to say, turn on the Christmas tree. So yeah, it gets a little awkward in like July.
That's better than changing the name.
Right?
You really change the name, but that's a lot more fun.
Well, yeah.
This lamp right now, Christmas tree. I mean, I think that's charming.
Yeah. It's kind of fun. And I just remember I had to tell Roman to turn it on, like something that we had plugged into it. And he's like, why won't this thing work? And I was like, just tell it to turn on the Christmas tree. And he was like, what? Okay.
Oh, that's really funny.
Yeah.
That's really funny.
Yeah. But it is so nice when you don't have to like get down behind the tree and like try to be plugging things in and out. Like, no, it's just plugged in. It's on that. That works great. Yeah.
Yeah. Those days are so over for me because it's all automated, even outside.
Yeah.
There are Alexa plugs that are outdoor, that work outdoors. And we have, they're more like cafe lighting.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also an outdoor Alexa out there. So she's very
charming. And who knew that was a thing? An outdoor Alexa.
Mm-hmm. She's weather resistant and she has like a little hood. So funny.
That's awesome. I love it.
But I love to just wow people when I'm like, Alexa, play Nora Jones. And then boom, here comes Nora Jones.
Yes. Well, and I was going to say about the music, like circling back to the music, I need to like just have something already playing in the morning because apparently like at the beginning of the Christmas season when Ellie was like, I gotta play some Christmas music and I'm like, what do we play? And I was like, I don't know, Michael Bublé. Like I love Michael Bublé, whatever. But now Ellie is on the like one track mind Michael Bublé Christmas kick. And so it's just Michael Bublé Christmas all the time.
Oh boy.
And like there
get old.
Yeah, and I like some of it, but then like I hate the song Santa Baby, and he sings that one, which is even weirder. And like it just there. So yeah, I've been trying to sneak in a few other things here and there, like Samira Joy. Don't what is it? I'm butchering this. But she's a jazz artist, like a young jazz artist who I guess came out with a Christmas, Samira Joy. She has a Christmas album. So I've been sneaking in a little bit of that. And then I think Nora Jones does too. And I was like, well, that would be fun to put on. So, but yeah, some stuff without words I could really use at this point. Cause like this morning on the way to school, Emerson was like, can we not listen to a podcast? Can we listen to Hamilton? And we haven't listened to Hamilton in a long time. So we're like rapping away and then we drop off her. And then Ellie's like, now I would like Michael Bublé. Like, oh, okay.
Oh, that's really cute. Yeah. She's got her thing.
Yes.
She's like,
yeah. I think she like, she's really at that age where she remembers the name. Like, I guess I still don't think of her as being old enough to like remember Michael Bublé's name, but she totally does. Yeah. And so you got to watch what you tell that girl because she will run with it.
And she'll overplay it.
Yes. Like, go overplay that in your bedroom.
Yeah. Well, and I had to be really creative because June loves music. Like, she really loves it. And she likes to know every word. Like she'll find lyrics and she'll sing. Like she practices. She loves music. So she's always stealing my Spotify. It's already in the kids' room. So I've had to be creative about finding like Amazon Music or something else that is connecting to my Alexas that is not going to be stolen. You know, that's what I program in. We have Sirius XM. I program that in because she never uses that one. And then it's, you know, it's always available. But yeah, that's my one caveat with having the music on a program. It won't start if somebody's already using that.
Yes.
Yeah.
We've run into that a few times in the car where we'd been listening to something in the house. And then I try to play it in the car and it automatically plays it in the house. And so like if Roman's home, like we've just left him at home, he's like, what the heck is going on?
Yeah.
Sorry. That's us.
Oh. Yeah.
We got it. We're moving into the car. Don't worry. But yeah.
No, that's really fun.
Ladies, support for today's episode comes from Jenny Kane again, because I wear them all the time. I should be talking about them all the time. I absolutely love my Jenny Kane sweaters. Ladies, I have two of them. I have the fisherman hoodie and I have the cashmere everyday sweater that I wear all the time. If you watch me at all on Instagram, almost every time I come on there, that's what I have on. In fact, when I go to record YouTube videos and whatnot, I have to be like, hey, you've been wearing the same thing in the last four videos. You should probably try to change into something else, but I don't want to because I absolutely love everything that I have from Jenny Kane. Jenny Kane is known for their super luxe lightweight sweaters, and I wear them year round. I wear them in the summer, in the evening, when I just need something to throw on, or I'm cold in the air conditioning. I wear them the fall, the spring, the winter, obviously. It's the perfect time to be adding some new sweaters to your wardrobe because they go with everything. Jenny Kane is designed so intentionally that they really make sure they're creating classic pieces that are going to work for years to come and are high quality, so they are really going to last. And you can pair them with anything from jeans to a slip dress to leggings, anything at all. Believe me, I have and I do all the time because I absolutely love everything that I have from Jenny Kane. And in addition to their amazing sweaters and clothing line, they've also got the best collection of quality shoes that you can easily style with anything. And they also have a stunning collection of home essentials, timeless furniture pieces, cozy throws, perfectly curated decor, and the most incredible candles. Plus, have I mentioned that they have an incredible rewards program where you can earn up to 10% back with every purchase, and joining is completely free. So gift yourself and your loved ones the best gift of all, Jenny Kane. And my listeners get 15% off your first order when you use the code LIVEWELL15 at JennyKane.com. That's 15% off your first order at JennyKane.com and use the code LIVEWELL15. Let getting dressed be one less thing to worry about.
Okay.
Food.
Let's talk food.
Okay, I'm going to send you right now. I'm making this week. This is so easy. Like, it's easy. It's a chocolate sheet cake, but then you decorate it like a picture. Tell me when you get it, like a Christmas portrait. And I've done this before.
It sounds ridiculous. So I'm really waiting. Oh, yeah, okay. I'm like, what? Is this supposed to be of your family or
like? No. Like a Christmas portrait of like.
Got it. Like a tree, and yes.
Yes, and you already have powdered sugars, obviously snow, and then you can just, you know, you could do like a snowman, or but you just use a little palette knife and frosting.
You know.
Isn't that fun?
Uh-huh.
Just whip it up. I can tell you're not going to be doing that, but.
I am not. I couldn't get farther from making this Christmas portrait. Which I am a creative person and we are cookie decorating this weekend, but this sheet cake may be a step too far.
Really? To me, it looks so fun and like accessible. It looks really accessible. Like when I have done the focaccia art, like so you think of it as a canvas and then you're just using other vegetables, you know, to like build flowers or some kind of little scene. This is the same thing, but in like a Christmas chocolate.
Yes, it's so accessible. If you've got about 6 hours to be decorating your sheet cake, are you there? or be left in
That's
the dust.
really funny. Well, what my plan was is to have June do it, like get the green, and then it's just going to be charming no matter what. And you can
True.
always cover it with snow, with powdered sugar.
True.
But I just thought, I haven't seen that before. And I thought,
yes, it's cute.
Yeah.
It's very cute. All right. We will post the picture in the show notes so you can all see this glory. Where did you find this? Is
I
this
don't even
Pinterest?
know. No, where did I find this? I think this was on like one of my cookie decorating groups. And then they're like, hey, if you want something easy, you know, like blob, because you're going to have the icing around, you know. And I was like, so, okay. So maybe I need to check my audience on this when I say this is like easy. But I really think it is. Like, you could have store bought icing and just color it green. And you could use a butter knife if you don't have a palette knife and just, you know, it could be fun.
It could be.
Not for Mackenzie, but maybe for
well,
other people.
And maybe if I weren't, well, one, I don't even like cake. So
yeah,
that right there is a big deterrent. But, you know, I'm just looking at two, like, I have a lot less time with my kids this holiday season than I normally do. Like, by the time this podcast episode comes out, our Christmas is basically over. Like, I will get them back hopefully on December 30th, and we will open presents and sort of do Christmas, but we're really sort of moving into New Year's at that point. Like, we did, when this comes out, we will have done cookie decorating last weekend. And normally we do gingerbread houses, and we really love that. I like the Wilton ones that are pre-assembled, makes my life easy, but they can be kind of expensive. And so we opted to just do the cookies and like devote the whole weekend to cookies. And that's what it is. But if you have extra time and a palette knife, then this could be a great thing for you.
We leave it to you to
yes.
be the if
yes.
you're interested in that. It's just an option. Just throwing it out
it's
there.
An option. Yeah. And that's what you're here for. You're here
that's
to bring the creative ideas. Yes.
Exactly. Exactly. So we've talked about like preparing your house. And one other thing I forgot to mention is that I obsessively wear Holiday Joy by doTERRA. Like, it's to be used, but I just wear it. I put it on my neck. I wear it everywhere. I want to smell like Christmas when I hug people.
Of course you do.
So I do. So I wear it everywhere. And then I always have like little mini wrapped candy canes in my purse. And I give those out like crazy.
Oh my gosh.
No.
Okay. I love you.
Am I like little kids' favorite person to run into? Yes, because I smell like Christmas. We give out candy canes, and you too can. Here are my secrets.
You are like,
where
you are chewing so hard right now.
I know.
Oh, and when I'm in public, I'm like, just nobody look at me, nobody talk to me, nobody. Like, I don't want to engage with you.
Oh my goodness.
Oh.
There's that too. I mean, you can do it any way you want to.
Where you're like, I've got candy canes for everybody. I just picture you in like the line at the grocery store. And a candy cane for you. And a candy cane for you.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yep. You really are. This is why you have more friends than I do.
I don't know about that, but I definitely have an audience for candy canes, and it's little kids and they love it. And it at Christmas time, I think even if you don't like peppermint, like candy canes are just like, it's what you do. You put it in your coffee, or you just have one on the side, or, you know, candy
you
canes.
You are delightful. And when I see you next week, which is the week this is coming out, you better believe I'm going to be smelling you.
I will smell like Christmas. I promise you. You're going to notice.
Oh, I love that. That is so fun. Okay. So we've got the house things. We've got how to prepare your person and your purse.
Yes.
And
yes.
Yeah. Now moving back to the food.
When you greet guests, or Scott and I love to do these in the evening, but great suggestion for, I don't know why it's winter, but I always like think more like elaborate mixed drinks in winter.
Interesting.
More than like summer, you know. Okay. I don't know why, but I just have really had a good time. So I got these kind of like, I just think they're beautiful. These vintage martini glasses, and they have like a rimmed glass, and they're just so pretty in your hand. Actually, I'll send you pictures. You can see how it looks in my hand. You'll see what I'm talking about. But they're
Okay.
so pretty. And I have a really pretty shaker, and so the whole thing just feels really grown up to me. And I love
Yes.
making like a little seasonal holiday mixed drink. I think it's just so fun because you've got cranberries and rosemary and just
Yeah.
all sorts of things that just make it feel more festive. And so
It's
you
very
can,
50s of you.
yes, I love the 50s.
Yes.
I love it. So yeah, that's probably exactly what I'm like playing off of is
Yeah,
like,
I picture you drinking your martini with like Baby It's Cold Outside playing in the background.
oh, you know, it more likely than that it's football, but yeah.
Oh, true. That's an interesting combination.
it's not for everyone, but yeah, I just think that it's really fun. So I have some recipes for like Christmas
Drinks.
mistletoe drink. Yeah,
Okay,
yeah.
so what are your favorites?
Okay, let's see, because I sent them to you.
Okay, we will add these to the show notes with links. Oh, I have, you already sent me the martini glasses, right?
I did. I sent
Okay,
you.
so we will link those, and you have some really fun shakers too.
Yes, so the shaker glass, and then it's kind of like a rose gold kind
Yeah,
of, but I
it
have
looks
a
kind of coppery.
peppermint espresso martini is one, and then the vanilla espresso martini, that's just my favorite. It's so good.
That
Yeah, I
sounds
mean, you
delightful if I drink alcohol.
can, well, even if you don't, I mean, I think it's fun to have a festive cup and like always
Yes, that is true.
with your coffee in a Christmas cup. It's just
Yes.
what we have to do right now. And even if you're having sparkling water over ice, like it's fun to mix up your vessel. It's fun to have
Yeah.
something seasonal and festive. And you could have a rimmed glass with, you know, cinnamon and sugar and put something in it that's, you know, like a pomegranate sparkling water. So you could do
Yeah.
anything. Have some fun. Add some cranberries. And then have you seen like the it's viral, but like where you freeze a rosemary sprig upright
Yes,
and then you pour
I
sparkling water, like that kind of stuff. Like you can just have so much fun and delight
Yeah.
kids and just make it feel really festive without a lot of work. I mean, it
Yeah.
does take some intention, but isn't this the time for it? Like to just
Yeah.
make that atmosphere.
And kind of like you're saying, like a way to wind down in your evening. It's like, oh, I'm gonna have my fancy drink, which I think Half Baked Harvest, a lot of the time when she posts her mixed drinks, she also does like a mocktail version of it, which is
Yeah.
nice. So if you're not into the alcohol, you can do that. But I do agree, like having your drink in a fancy glass, or definitely we should have put up there on getting your house ready, like having your Christmas mugs in the morning. I love breaking out my Christmas mugs. And we have these like melamine bowls that we got for the kids, I don't know, 5 years ago. And I don't know why I'm saying we, I
I was
bought
gonna
for my
say, you said
children.
we.
I
Now
know, that was so
you're
stupid.
we.
I and me alone with the money that I earned
Oh,
bought them Christmas bowls and some mugs. And I think I got the mugs at like Dollar Tree, but the bowls were kind of fun. I think I got them at Target, and they like one has a reindeer, one has a snowman, one has Santa Claus, but they're cute. And every year when we get those out, they're like, oh, the Christmas bowls. Like they think it's the most fun thing to eat out of those
it's
bowls.
fun.
So, yeah.
It is fun. And hot chocolate, like just doing
Yeah.
like, I mean, it doesn't have to be every night, but if you do it two or three times in December, they're locking it in as like a core memory of this is what we do.
Yeah.
And it's just so much fun. There's so many creative things you can do with it, or very, very little. And but it's still hot chocolate in the season, you know,
Yeah.
with you can do like crushed peppermint or special marshmallows or nothing. You can just mix the hot chocolate.
Yeah.
It can be very, very simple, but quite a bit in the last couple of weeks, we've laughed that we've had like fancy glasses and drinks, and then we're eating dinner on paper plates. And I'm like, eh, it's both true. Like, it can both be true. We have festive napkins, nice
Yes.
mugs, and then paper plates.
But
Yeah.
you know what? Paper plates in and of themselves, if you really think about it, are bougie, because that means you have the money to be able to throw away your plate.
Oh, that's true. So, take that, kids. This is upscale.
Yes. So just remember that paper plates are actually bougie, because it means you have the money for disposable items.
Okay. All right. Well, and you could get seasonal paper plates. Now, the ones that we're talking about right now, we're not, but no, that would make it make more sense.
Yes. I'm all here for it. Yeah. If I could afford it, I would be here for it. But yes.
In our house, it depends on whose dish night it is. If a person pushes heavy, oh, let me help serve dinner. Mm-hmm. I know exactly what you're doing.
Yeah.
Serving dinner on paper plates so that your dishes are much less.
Well, and see, thanks to my little the little challenge in Patreon we've been doing of having the sink empty of dishes at night, the only way for me to do that is if I have been like consistently keeping on top of the dishes all throughout the day. Because if I wait till nighttime, then it's gonna mess with my bath and I can't be messing with the water for my bath.
Yeah.
So really, by the time we get to the end of the evening, like, we're just rinsing out like our bowls or our plates that we actually just ate off of, and everything else is clean, which has been amazing.
Oh, that is nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's really not been as much of a job as usual. Like, I'm actually doing what chefs do and like cleaning as I go. Who knew that could be effective?
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Ladies, we are coming up on the new year. A lot of us are wanting to do things to better our health, to feel better, to focus on our wellness and our fitness. And I am here to tell you that I have a very simple thing that I do every single morning. And if you're a longtime listener of the podcast, then you know that I've been doing it for a couple of years now. And that is drink AG1. It is such a simple way to get a boost to my day, to right off the start, first thing in the morning, get the foundational nutritional support that I need to then be able to walk through the rest of my day knowing I have covered so many bases. And that's because AG1 is a foundational nutritional supplement that supports your body's universal needs, like gut optimization, stress management, and immune support. Since 2010, AG1 has led the future for foundational nutrition, continuously refining their formula to create a smarter, better way to elevate your baseline health. And I have felt that. On those days back in the day when I wasn't drinking my AG1, I definitely felt like I was foggier. My mind just wasn't as clear. My gut wasn't working as well as I wanted it to be. My stress was overwhelming. But all of those things, I notice a marked difference in when I am consistently drinking my AG1. I drink it first thing in the morning. I run downstairs, mix it up before I start my workout. And it is that thing that I make sure I down before I take my kids to school, because I know it's going to completely change how I feel for my day. I'm going to have more energy. I'm going to be more focused. And I'm going to be able to battle my stress, which is constantly bombarding me, and help with my immune support, because, you know, it's that time of year when everything is going around. And I definitely feel like my immune system has been boosted over these past couple of years that I have been consistently drinking my AG1. And that's because it's got so much packed into it. You guys, with just this one easy little scoop that you put into water every morning, you've got prebiotics, probiotics, digestive enzymes for gut support, magnesium and vitamin B for energy support, adaptogens to balance your body's stress levels. Hello, I definitely need those. And vitamin C and zinc to help support immune health. It's the perfect time to start heading into the new year, taking charge of your wellness with this one simple habit that you can do every morning. AG1 is a supplement I trust to provide the support my body needs daily, and that's why they've been a partner for so long. If you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/livewell. That's drinkag1.com/livewell. Check it out.
Okay, tell us, we've got short time for this podcast today. We're really having to crack it in here. So what other food?
Well, I have a cranberry orange scone I'm going to share the recipe for that. It's just always a big hit. It's made with fresh cranberries. Mm. And it's just got the nicest little pop in your mouth. Just While you can get fresh cranberries, you must. Whenever you see fresh cranberries at the store, get them and then bake with them because it's just magic. And you can freeze them and pull them out later. And they,
Ooh,
yeah,
that is
but.
that sounds like a nice, simple, like breakfast thing that still sounds and feels like fancy and seasonal.
Absolutely. I've been putting it like in my kids' oatmeal, with brown sugar and fresh cranberries, or like you will find uses for them. You can freeze them in the ice cube tray and then
Oh
have them.
yeah.
There's so many things you can do with fresh cranberries, but
But the
it's,
scones specifically,
yeah, the
those
scones
seem.
call for orange zest and cranberries, and it's such a great combination. Just
Yeah.
the citrusy tart. It's delicious. And then
Yeah.
I think I did like a browned butter orange glaze.
Ooh.
And my glazes are usually more like frosting.
Yeah.
They barely glaze.
That's
But
funny. Like the
yeah,
glaze you have to lather on with a spatula instead of
that's
drizzling.
how I like it. Get nice and thick. Yeah, so those are fantastic. And then I am just about to start my Christmas cookie baking.
All
And
right.
it is the best baking of all of the year. And if you don't have things that you make regularly, I just can't encourage that enough that you lock in two cookies that you make
Okay.
every Christmas, because it just, I have kids that don't even like those two cookies, that it's not Christmas without them. Like
Yeah.
it's just one of those tradition building things. But then it becomes charming. Like, pull out the apron, play the music, set the scene for yourself, and bake the cookies. Like, it's just such a fun way to connect with, all the years past and
Yeah.
make something very familiar.
So what are the cookies that you do?
Well, the ones that I cannot not do, like I would be in trouble if I didn't make them, is for sure my molasses triple chocolate, which you've had that one,
Okay.
right?
I probably.
You probably have. And then I have a it's
I
a
wonder
quadruple.
if I have some of the dough in my freezer right now. Is that what you gave me?
Did I give you cookie dough?
I think so, but I haven't known how to bake it, so it's just still in my freezer.
All of my cookies bake at 375 for 14 minutes.
Well, there
All
we
of
go.
them. So bake it. See what
I
it is.
will.
It's just a
Yes.
little funny
Fun
exploration.
surprise.
We'll see.
Oh.
That's hilarious. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe if it's really, really dark brown, then it
They
could.
are.
Oh, that's probably them.
Oh, well, look
So
at that.
before you bake those, you have to roll them in cinnamon and sugar and then bake them. So yeah.
Okay.
So
Do I have
you
to thaw
too.
them?
No,
Okay.
definitely don't have it.
But then do I need to cook them for longer?
Nope.
Okay.
3 minutes. And then I always give them like a little spank with a spatula when they come out. I flatten it.
Little spank.
Just a little spank.
Yeah, this everybody needs to give some little spanks at Christmas time.
Very satisfying.
Yes. Okay. What other cookies? This could
Okay.
go real awry if we don't pull it back in.
Hey, no.
Oh.
I have a quadruple chocolate mint cookie with Andes mint candies that go in it, and that is just so good. Which, by the way, now I'm not saying that Jimmy John's ripped me off, but Jimmy John's right now just came out with a chocolate peppermint cookie that is really similar to my quadruple chocolate mint cookie that I have
Interesting.
here. So if you don't feel like making it, go to Jimmy John's and pay $1.99 and get one of those cookies, and you'll see what I'm talking about.
All right.
It is amazing. And they have done a great job, because sometimes when you buy a prepackaged cookie, especially at like a chain,
Yeah.
it's not going to be fresh. Like, it's not going
Yeah.
to be something worth. I'm telling you, forget the sandwich, get the cookie.
Okay. Well, that is some holiday advice right there.
Save
Oh.
the carbs for the cookie.
Yes.
It was really, really good. In fact, I have a picture of that to send you too.
Okay. This show note selection is going to have more pictures than anyone we've ever done. Oh, I love it.
Terrible, but yeah, no, I really do. And then before I was even really doing a whole lot of sugar cookie stuff, like it's a business
Yeah.
and stuff, I did sugar cookie, like I cut out 3-inch rounds, and then I just made snowmen. So you just ice it white
Yeah.
and then put the orange dot for the nose, and then you can even use the edible markers for this part. And
Oh,
then I
yeah.
put earmuffs on him. So you put the line over the top of the circle and the little earmuffs, and the earmuffs could be candy. The whole face can be candy, but that's
Yeah.
a very, very simple sugar
And
cookie.
what frosting do you use for those?
I use Royal,
Okay.
but
I
I
think
mean,
we're gonna go cream cheese. Because
yeah.
my kids are like, it tastes better. I was like, yeah. So we'll decorate, but they don't have to look like showstoppers.
No, they don't. But if you need stuff to pass out,
Yeah.
those are always fun.
Yeah.
It's always really cool and really fun. Actually, I have a picture of those I'll send you too. So anyway, I think it's just the baking part of it is so iconic to the holiday that it's
Yeah.
just so.
Ladies, you know that I love skincare. I love makeup, all of the things. I don't really like to leave the house without feeling like my face is kind of pulled together. And one of the biggest things for me is my eyebrows because they're really thin in the middle and kind of weird. And so I just never feel fully pulled together unless I have done my brows. And I have an amazing new brow product that I want to talk to you about, and that is the Revive 7 Sculpt Brow Kit. So it's three products in one box. It's the Sculpt Brow Gel that actually goes on white and then dries completely clear, and you can get your brows exactly where you want them to be. There is the Sculpt Brow Tint, which is this cool little pot with a brush on the other end, and you just dip it in the pot and you could fill in those bigger areas, like for me, right in the center where I just need to add a little bit of color and make them appear less thin. And then they also have the Sculpt Brow Pencil, which is self-sharpening. You just wind it up and it's this really teeny micro point. So you can get in there and draw very realistic strokes for hairs. So it doesn't look like you just, have big fake Groucho Marx eyebrows. You know what I'm talking about? You can just make them very sleek and perfect, exactly the way you want them. And it all comes together in this great little kit. They've got three different color palettes, so there's going to be something that works for everybody. And your eyebrows are never going to have looked better. It's an easy-to-use brow set that sculpts, fills, and defines your brows, and you can get it for 10% off if you use my code LIVEWELL10. So just go to reviveScience.com and use the code LIVEWELL10 to get 10% off this amazing brow set that will help you feel confident and ready to go quickly every morning. Again, go to reviveScience.com and use the code LIVEWELL10 to save 10% on your order.
Like you have your caramel bars, do you do those at Christmas?
Well, we do those year round if we're being really honest. But there are a couple of things that we very specifically make at Christmas time, or some of them are like fall Christmas, but definitely these couple ones. Like we make a popcorn ball recipe that has been passed down in my family for generations. And
Oh.
we actually don't form it into balls because we found it's easier to eat when it's just kind of like loose. But
Okay.
it's not like a traditional like caramel corn. It's a candied popcorn. And it is so good. It's got like so much butter, so much sugar in it, but it dries. You have to use a candy thermometer and actually like figure out what temperature you need to get it to, because if you go too high, then it gets really brittle. And we actually like it to be a little bit chewier. So we drop it down a little bit from what you would normally like have hard candy be at. We take it off the heat at the chewy stage and pour it over the popcorn.
Okay.
But it is delightful, and you can like mix in whatever colors that you want. And we also, a lot of times, we'll either get like sucker molds, or sometimes we'll just like put it on spoons and have it cool in some spoons. And then it's like suckers too, because
Oh, that's
it's
fun.
just so yummy. Yeah. So really love that. And then my mom has always made almond roca. And I actually like, I texted her last night and I was like, hey, can I get your almond roca recipe? And to, you're cool with me sharing it on the podcast, right? And she's like, no, I'm safeguarding this recipe. And then she's like, here's the YouTube video I follow. Okay, got it. Thank you. And so this is clearly a classic recipe that has been passed down in our family. It isn't. It's a new one. She said that she got rid of my grandma's recipe because it kept failing and the butter kept separating. So a few years ago, she transitioned to using this recipe that she found on YouTube, and it's worked really well since then, because she used to like pour the almond roca layer and then try to melt the chocolate and put the chocolate on top and everything. But now the way this lady in the YouTube channel does it is you actually put down your nuts and your chocolate without melting them or anything, put them in the pan, and then you pour the hot roca on top of it and it just melts the chocolate for you. So wow. It kind of like takes a step out of that whole thing, which is nice. And this recipe has worked really well. She always uses Kerrygold butter because that's the least likely one to like separate and come out of it. But we've always had almond roca, whatever recipe she was trying to make. Like, we've had that since I was little. So it doesn't feel like Christmas without almond roca.
Oh,
yeah.
One great tip I discovered this year when you need a candy thermometer. I don't know if you've seen these, but they are spatulas that have the thermometer in it.
Oh,
it is such a game changer because you know how you feel constantly.
Yeah.
It just makes it so easy. So you're reading the gauge up on the handle.
Yeah.
And then it has the thermometer in it. So I sent you a link to that too. But that has made, because there's so many things that can go wrong and you have such a small window of getting exactly the right temperature before it gets too hard, and you have wasted 20 minutes stirring, waiting,
and your ingredients, and
and then how do you clean that pan once it gets too past that point? It's just a mess. So this spatula has saved me on multiple occasions. I love it. It's one of my favorite gifts to my sister-in-law mom this year.
It's
a game changer.
That's awesome. Yeah, we will definitely put that on the list because that would be very helpful.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, we do like a clam dip. I'm known in my family for making great clam dip, but it's not one of those things I have like a recipe for. I just know generally how to throw it in and just kind of like throw stuff in until it tastes good. You know, okay. We do caramel dip, which is the easiest thing ever. We buy a bag of those like caramel bars for caramel balls for cooking. Uh-huh. Like their craft, you buy them with the chocolate chips and
a little circle.
Yeah. And then just a brick of cream cheese. And so you melt down the caramel and then you put the cream cheese in that's, you know, it's like room temperature, and you just mix that all together. Oh, it is delightful on apples, on pretzels, on whatever. And that's like so simple. And then our other one that's a real showstopper is Rolos melted on pretzels with pecans pushed down on top.
Nobody's ever seen that one before.
No. But nonetheless, everyone loves it.
Yeah, it's delicious.
That really is
accessible candy. Like,
yes.
Quote, candy. That is a great way to do it because you're not going to burn yourself to the, you know, not the temperature of the sun that you're messing with. It's just a little bit. Because the caramel has a lower melting point. It's easier. It's easier to use.
Well, and like the hardest part of that is just like laying everything out on the pan and then just not like overcooking it. And like, you only need a few minutes in the oven and you're good to go. You know what? No one is going to be disappointed if you bring that to any sort of holiday gathering. They will be gone by the end of it.
Yep. That's just like that M&M casserole that I was giving up. So nobody will be sad. They'll laugh and then they'll eat them.
Yeah. And they're delicious and they're addictive. And
now, what do you serve your clam dip with?
I will usually do some sort of tortilla chip because my dad is allergic to potatoes. But then we'll also have some sort of potato chip, like just a straight sort of like, a lot of times I will get the ruffly ones from Trader Joe's because they're pretty thick so they can stand up to dipping it. But I think the key with my clam dip, so I'll just, like I said, there's no recipe, but this is generally how I make it. I do 2 bricks of cream cheese. I do 4 cans of clams. So I do 2 cans of minced, 2 cans of chopped. And as I'm draining them, I reserve some of the liquid. And then I add that in when I'm mixing everything so that it's a little bit runnier, but it has like that clam flavor throughout. Mm-hmm. And then I do a dash of Worcestershire sauce and onion powder, garlic powder, salt and pepper, and then sometimes like a little bit of paprika. And I just add those in until it tastes good.
I like that. I like that chef note.
Yep. I know, like, I asked my grandma about a recipe the other day that was from like my great great grandmother, and she was like, "Well, I tried, but when I found it, it was like put a palm full of sugar." It's like, well, what does that mean? So
palm full.
Yeah,
that is great.
Yeah, so that's kind of how my clam dip is too. It's a very much just like, well, that seems like it's got some flavor to it. And then it's usually like, I think it's good, but I need like some other testers to come in here and make sure it's good. And then when they give me the thumbs up, I know I've done okay. And yeah. I do feel like when it's one of those, though, that's better after it sits, like put it in the fridge and let all the flavors kind of like marinate together.
Okay, and that's what I was going to ask good. You. So then it's cold, so then it's hard. Like, it's not a soft dip.
No, because I add in the juice from the clams, it actually kind of stays a little runny.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds really good. So we've got sweet, we've got savory, we've got tradition, we've got YouTube new sensation. We're all over the place here.
Yeah, but I think we've brought some real substance to your holiday season, guys. Add in a few little recipes maybe you haven't tried before. Get some twinkle lights and a great martini glass, and you are going to be set.
Smell like Christmas and take your candy cane.
Yes. Pack those babies in your purse. You're going to need a bigger one this season. You know, every year I think I've heard from you all the things, but
I keep evolving.
You keep evolving. It keeps getting better.
Yep. Yeah, and I've really embraced like just wear the Christmas sweatshirt thing this year. Like before, I would have felt like I'm just embracing it. I really enjoy kind of just going all out and being like, I don't know, just seasonal every day.
You know, my grandmother used to be a big fan when she was alive of wearing a great like appliqué puff painted sweatshirt. I feel like that is the direction you're headed
one
in.
One step away. I know.
Bought a home in a retirement community.
I did.
Oh, goodness.
I know. I'm not fighting it. I'm just embracing it. Yeah. Me and my readers, now that I need readers, like, I'm just going all in.
Well, I have lately been feeling like, you know, at some point I should probably buy the house next door to you in Florida.
You really should.
And that's where we need to retire together. And you can be handing out the cookies and candy canes from your front porch. And I can just come over and benefit from it. I can entertain. Yes.
Now they start happy hour at like 2 p.m. every day. So martinis can start even earlier than they can in, you know, normal life. It doesn't have to be just holiday. It can be like anytime, really.
Year round.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for bringing all the festivities today, Katie.
You're welcome. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. All right, ladies, that is it for this very festive episode. I have all the links of things we mentioned, along with all the ridiculous pictures that Katie sent me, in today's show notes, which you can find by swiping up in whatever app you listen to the podcast on, or heading over to MackenzieCoppa.com, clicking on podcasts, and finding everything there. It was a kind of wild episode. My goodness, I never knew that she carried around so many candy canes. And you better believe that when I see her, actually today, when this episode is released, I'm going to give a big sniff and ask her to hand me a candy cane, because she is supposed to smell like Christmas. And I am so excited to see her after 6 long months of her being gone across the country. It is going to be so great to reunite with her again. So be sure you're following me over on Instagram at Mackenzie Coppa to see us get to meet up again after a long absence. It's going to be a lot of fun. All right. Thank you so much for listening. We hope that you guys have a very Merry Christmas. We will be back next week with our deep dive on planning and how we're shaking up our planning for 2024. It's a really good episode. We had a really good time. It's kind of a long one too. Like, we went all in. and we can't wait for you to listen to it. So be sure to share the podcast with your friends. Leave a rating and review in iTunes. I haven't mentioned it in a while, but it still does make a really big difference when you do that. So if you could head over there and make that happen, just say, you know, a little something-something about what you like about the show. Give us a 5-star review. It would really help the podcast to be able to get out to new listeners and continue to grow and be able to stay on these airwaves. So thank you so much to all of you who do that. Until next week, have a Merry Christmas and go be bold and gracious.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.